So, Deidre and I always find ourselves talking about our relationships and love and such a stereotypical girl thing, which is like really fun, but also disgusting because we like to believe we're independent, strong ass, modern woman. Yet we're always talking about these ain't shit. No, I'm just kidding. We're always talking about our relationships and how we can be better people in these relationships and all that great stuff. So that's what we're going to start with. And we never know where we're going with our conversations. So I hope you enjoy the ride. And whatever we talk about, that's what the episode's going to be titled. Okay, great, cool. But we've been actually talking a lot about modern relationships and like the gender roles within those relationships and the expectations of each person. So when we're talking today, we're going to be talking about like heterosexual relationships. We know that men can be feminine and women can be masculine. So we understand the concept of energies and all that fun stuff. I just want to be clear. Like, we're talking about heterosexual relationships and just kind of like the traditional expectations of those relationships. What do you think the expectations of women today are in heterosexual relationships?
I think, honestly, I feel like it's a strange kind of like concept right now, just because we're going from like people like our parents being people who are just home all the time. They're the ones that take care of the kids, they're the ones that clean the house, they're the ones that do everything for the home. Whereas the men usually do things like working, providing, etc. And I feel like we're growing up in a time where like we're the ones that are responsible for ourselves. Like we have our own endeavors, our own concepts of what we want to do, and like we have our own goals that are separate from being at home and working at the home and providing for kids, pets, like just the house itself. But I also feel like that kind of gets blurred in a sense where it's kind of like we don't know where to draw the line because we were brought up with parents that are have that kind of mindset. We're kind of like, okay, well, we're used to doing this. We were taught from a very young age that we have to clean when we have to clean. We have to make sure this looks like this or else it's not like this. We were taught those things. So those are just things that are embedded in us because of how we were brought up. So like just unintentionally, like, I know I want to clean this. I want this to look like this. It's not something that I'm like, oh, maybe I should do this. It's like, I need to do this to feel better. And I think that comes from like how we were brought up and how we were raised, because that's what I'm used to. Like, this needs to look like this to be okay. And I feel like it's kind of hard to kind of balance that between having a full-time job, because a lot of us now have full-time jobs. We have that kind of mindset where like we're working the 9 to 5s, we're working the long hours. Depending on where you're working, like it's long hours. You're working full-time, you're working 40 plus hours a day, a week.
Imagine. Like, that's not possible. There's 24 hours in a day. I'm like, imagine working 40 hours a day. Like,
We're used to working 40 hours a week, and it's kind of finding that balance between both, because honestly, both can be draining sometimes. And it's not something that is intentional because we just feel more comfortable when it's like a cleaner environment. We honestly, as women, feel satisfied as to like seeing all the trash gone. Like that pleases us to another level. And I feel like a lot of women feel like that. Like even when they have kids, they're just like, wow, like I feel so good that the kids are finally in bed and I didn't have to do anything to do it. Those shits like literally turn girls on. Like that shit really gets us riled up. It's a weird concept because like you wouldn't think of it being a thing. And especially at a young age, we don't think, oh yeah, eventually we're gonna love to do the dishes, like we're gonna love a clean sink. But like at this age, I'm like, yeah, I would love to see no dishes in the sink. That would be a fucking crazy blessing.
The floor freshly mopped.
Literally sweeped, like the pets taken care
Oh my
of.
God, you know what my guilty pleasure is? A clean tub. When my tub is fucking sparkling, bitch, I want nothing more to jump in that bitch. You know when, like, you spend, like, an hour, like, because you put your cleaning supplies in, like, your detergents, whatever the fuck. You put your powders, whatever, and you let it sit for 30 minutes, and then you go and you scrub and you rinse it down. There's nothing so in this life
satisfying.
More satisfying than a clean tub. Oh, my God.
It makes you want to just take showers, like, consistently. Like, like, I don't know what.
When it's a nasty-ass bathroom, I don't want to touch it.
Oh, my God, bro. The nasty-ass bathrooms piss me off. Like, literally seeing dirt in a bathroom pisses. Like, I don't feel comfortable being naked in that environment. Like, I feel like this
if
is disgusting.
I have to wear chancletas in the fucking tub, I'm not getting in the tub.
Going, bro. I can't. I don't understand. Like,
how some? I think men are nasty. Okay, let's get into that.
Let's get into that.
No, because wait. Disclaimer. We are not your average man-hating woman. Like, we love men. I love my boyfriend. I love my uncles. I love male friends. Like, I genuinely have an appreciation for men. They exist for a reason. They make my life significantly easier. I value that. I love them. But y'all are fucking nasty.
Yes, you guys are, no, like, seriously, I agree. Disclaimer too, like, I love my boyfriend, I love my guy friends, I love my brother.
Yo, they're listening
like,
to this.
I love you guys. Like, listen, I love you guys, but y'all are dirty. And then, like, it's not intentional. None of you ever mean to be intentionally dirty. Mm-hmm. You're just so okay with being dirty human beings. That is, like, why? And I feel like, honestly, like, that just plays back to how we were brought up. Like, a lot of men were babied by their mom. Their moms fucking wiped their ass, like, cleaned the bathroom for them, like, cleaned their dishes for them, like, took out the garbage from their moms did a lot for them. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that honestly plays a role in, like, how they are in the future, because then they're like, oh, well, the woman took care of me. The woman fucking washed the dishes for me. And I feel like they're just so comfortable with being in filth. Mm. It's completely fine. You live your life how you want to live your life. But listen, understand that
women
have other needs. If you want to be a single bachelor, have your garbage everywhere, have you living with rats and roaches, by all means, do that shit. But don't expect to have a relationship with a woman and expect that to ever be okay. Because I feel like a lot of us have been brought up as women in an environment where we're known to have a clean environment, have to clean this, have to do this, make sure everything is organized and compact together. Whereas men are like, okay, that's my son. He can just chill and just hang out and I'll feed him. I'll make him his meal. I'll clean the bathroom for him. I'll do his laundry. I'll do this for him. Like, and I feel like they get so accustomed to that kind of mindset that, like, it gets relayed to them on a relationship with another woman. When I was brought up, I had to fucking feed my brother. My brother, who is 9 years older than me.
Yeah.
I'm here cooking him dinner with me because that's what I was brought up in. I had to feed my brother, who is literally, like, 30 years old, and I'm here, like, 19, like, hey, what do you want to eat, bro? Shit like that, like, and I'm so accustomed to that, where I'm like, okay, like, this is normal, this is fine.
I have a controversial, like, a question. And maybe it's because I've been watching a lot of content revolving around this, like, but I think men and women, and again, we're talking heteronormative, like, traditional gender roles type thing, have different objectives in life. For men, their objective in life is power. And so if we're talking about in today's world, the best way to achieve power is through getting money. And so their objective is always like work. That's where their primary focus is, and to provide. And I think that's also what feeds into their masculinity and what's making them feel like men. They're contributing to their family, taking care of their woman and their children. With women, traditional woman, your idea is more like, okay, I want, like you said, take care of the home, be nurturing, create an environment that feels peaceful to come home to and that feels safe. So I think the reason that like our mothers are that way and like women throughout history have kind of had that mindset is like, I think women, one, are just, we're very emotionally intuitive, and we know that when we have a clean space, that reflects like mentally as well. Mm-hmm. My physical surroundings reflect how I'm feeling in the moment. If my home is a mess, mentally I feel like a mess. Men, they're not focused on that because they're like, my objective is to provide for my family. My objective is to just accomplish XYZ. So it's like, I think because there are those gender differences, that's where the men and women tend to disconnect. And I think especially with women today, because like we talked about this earlier, we both work 9 to 5s. And so it's, we're kind of lucky though, because we work 9 to 5 and our boyfriends work 10 hour plus shifts. So it's kind of like we have the time to come home, decompress, even work from home some days, decompress, and then just kind of be like, okay, well, now I want to clean the kitchen and now I want to do XYZ. They come home and they go to bed because they're exhausted, and they wake up, maybe shower, and go back to work. It's like different experiences. So it's just kind of like, I definitely had that mindset when I first moved in with my boyfriend. I was like, I love you, but you nasty. And like, this is nasty. And I remember like finding myself resentful too. And like, I would talk to my mom about it, and my mom would just kind of be like, you know, that's probably how he was raised. And like, that was the mindset that I had too. Like, his mom probably did all this stuff for him and he's accustomed to that. But my boyfriend doesn't expect me to do these things. He's just, I know what my goals are and what my primary focus is. And so that's what I focus on. You do whatever you want to do. And so I realized that I naturally fell into that role of, okay, well, I want to make sure that he has food to eat when he comes home because he worked 14 hours a day and he does do all of these things for me, and I want to make sure he's fed. I want a clean home, not for him, but for me, for my mental peace. And so it's weird how a lot of times people in relationships fall into those natural roles, not just because it's like what you've been taught, but because it just aligns with your objectives. If that makes sense. Like, what do you think about that? I don't know.
I feel like both of us, we both do those things, but we both do it unintentionally. We're not thinking like, we're doing this for them. We're doing this for us. We're doing this because of this. I think we do it just because it makes us feel better. Mm-hmm. And I feel like we unintentionally do things for them because we consider they're working however many hours a day. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's extremely long hours, and they need time to just decompress, understandably. Honestly, like, I've been there where I've worked like 12-hour shifts, and that shit fucking sucks. That shit is so bad. Literally every time I've ever worked like 12 plus hours, I've wanted to come home and just like massage my feet and then go to bed. Mm-hmm. I completely understand that. And I feel like us doing like things like cleaning or like organizing or like doing things for the house or like doing things for our pets that we have, those things we just do naturally because we want to. It's not because like we have to. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's where like a big disconnect comes from, because I feel like men think that we have to do these things, like, and they feel that pressure. Mm-hmm. But it's more like us thinking, like, we want to do this. We don't have to do this. We could live in filth if we wanted to live in filth. We could live in a disgusting bathroom if we wanted to live in a disgusting bathroom. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure there's women that are completely okay with that. But, like, for us, it's more of our coping mechanisms, like our what feeling good. Yeah, like what makes us feel like, okay, this is good. Like we're fine, like in our comfortable environment. Because a home is a home. Like you want to come home and feel comfortable. You want to come home and feel like this is where I want to be. Mm-hmm. That's what you want for them too. So like when they come home, like you just want them to be at peace.
Yeah.
And not have to worry about like, hey, can you do this, and this?
Are you taking care of them?
Because, and especially because like, I feel like between us, we have the time to do those things. We are blessed to have that time that they don't have. And I feel like that's where we are in the similar situations. Mm-hmm. Because I feel like we do live the similar situations where like, we both have like the same schedule, like where we can work from home. When we work from home, we're not working consistently for the 9 hours a day that we're scheduled for. And like, I can be like, okay, well, I'm not doing anything. I can clean this. Mm-hmm. I can clean the bathroom. I can clean the kitchen. I can organize this. Like, if they had the same schedule that we've had, like, they would be more open to like doing these things. And I feel like that's where a lot of the disconnect come from, because we're like, okay, well, we're doing this, and like, they seem like they're not doing a sufficient amount of things that they should be doing. Whereas it's not, I don't know, there's like a miscommunication about it, like an unsaid miscommunication about it. And I feel like that's just because of like seeing that person, like seeing someone that you love do these things for you every single day. When I take out the garbage, like, I'm taking out the garbage because I want to take out the garbage. Mm-hmm. It's not because, like, I want my boyfriend to take out the garbage. Like, yeah. I literally do it for myself because, like, it smells like dog shit. Like, I literally want to take it out for myself. Mm-hmm. But, like, doing it because you're like, damn, well, she's doing it. I need to do it too. Like, I feel like that's where the disconnect is. It's, okay, well, you don't need to do it, but you feel like you need to do it.
Yeah. There's definitely, I find, like, a sense of obligation on both ends sometimes. And I think it really comes down to your perspective on it. We talked about this earlier, how, like, sometimes my boyfriend will be playing a video game and I'm, like, crocheting, minding my business in the corner. And then he's like, oh, I'm going to be done in 30 minutes. And, like, he's telling me because he wants me to know that he's going to be giving me attention soon. And, like, I hope you're not getting mad that I'm playing a video game. And it's like, no, like, you are enjoying yourself and I'm happy that you're doing that and you're finding peace in that, and that doesn't bother me. But I can understand how, like, when someone is in your physical space, it's hard to ignore that completely. Like, when they're there physically, like, they're going to take up some sort of mental space for you. And so it makes sense why some men do feel like obligated to do these things, like assume that you're going to get upset about certain things. But that's not the type of life with my partner that I would want to create. I want this home to be our home, and I want you to feel comfortable and do what you want. If I do feel like I'm not getting enough attention or whatever, like, I'm going to take that time with myself to make sure that I'm feeding myself and, like, in all ways, and that I feel satisfied. And then if I still feel this sort of feeling, then I'll go to you about it. But I want to make sure that this isn't just some random thought that I'm going to now bring up when you literally worked 14 hours today and you just need to decompress and do nothing and not think. Because, like, I'm the type of person, if I don't see someone for a whole day, like, the second you walk through the door, I just want to talk to you. And then I watched this TikTok earlier that was saying, like, men, when they come home from work after a long ass day, they just want to be with themselves and they just want to relax and they want to just, like, drink a beer and, like, watch TV or whatever and just not think about it. And so if they come home and you're like, oh, I want to have this philosophical conversation and I want to connect with you, it's been a long day, it's like, it's not that they don't want to do that with you. It's just that they need time for themselves because they've been spending 14 hours outside the house giving so much. And now they're like, they've run dry by the time they got home. And so they need that time to, like, rejuvenate. And I also question sometimes, like, okay, well, then does that mean that I'm not serving myself? Or, like, am I not listening to my needs when I just kind of, not like bend over backwards, but when I just kind of, like, accommodate his feelings over mine? Because it's like, well, I really want to talk to you and I really want to connect with you. But it's like, if that person doesn't want to do it, you can't force them. Am I being selfish, or am I not serving myself by not standing up for myself and saying, well, I want to talk to you right now and I want attention? Like, I've had that internal battle. But yeah, it, like, it comes down to that miscommunication of needing to understand that each person has different objectives and figuring out the most efficient way for everyone to be satisfied equally. But I really think that, like, when I hear a lot of the rhetoric around the feminist movement and, like, modern woman, like, the whole hating men agenda, it's never sat right with me, because it's like, you're saying, like, oh, well, I work a 9-to-5, or I work 8-hour, 9-hour days too, but I still am expected to come home and take care of my children and, like, to cook for them and clean the house and all this stuff. Well, yeah, maybe your partner is putting in like 14-hour days. It's you're both contributing, but in different ways. And I find that like with the movement today, I feel like women just kind of want to like one-up men, where you're just kind of like, oh, well, I do X, Y, Z, so you should be doing the same amount. And it's different because your objectives are different. Like, I mean, it depends. Like some women are like, oh, no, I want to make all this money and that's my goal in life. My goal isn't that. I love money. Money's great. I feel like it allots me the freedom that I want in life, but it's not my end all be all goal. Like if I could live a life where like my pets are taken care of, my babies are taken care of, my home is clean, I can just lay down and read a book all day. That sounds really great. Like I can see my friends, like for me, it's just about like connection and stuff. That is what really feeds my soul. With men, it's like power and it's like money. And so it's like, what really matters to you and what really matters to your partner? And that's what is going to allow you to look at the way you guys contribute in an objective way. I feel like women want to one-up men because we're working and we're like, oh, well, we're doing 2 times the amount of work that you're doing. And I understand that. I've had times in my relationship where I felt resentful. I'm like, well, I work and I come home and I clean the litter box. Like, why can't you do that? Well, I'm coming home at 6 p.m. and he's coming home at 12. So is that really fair for me to like get on him about that? Probably not. And I think it's like being not just like realistic, but I just think being empathetic towards the person that you're with. At the end of the day, this is a human being and they're doing so much. And I think it's important to recognize that. And I feel like a lot of times today, certain women have so many demands for their partner, but it's like you're not even giving that much to. Mm. And you, as much as we want to be equal to men, we're never going to be equal to men because we are not men. I think that there are very significant differences between the two, and I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I love being emotionally intuitive, and I love the fact that I can sit here and cry and not be judged about it, and I can talk to you about my feelings and not be judged about it. And I love the fact that I don't need to make a lot of money in order to get a man. I don't. Like, men, literally, a lot of them don't give a fuck about how much money you make. They care that you love them and that you're nurturing and that you're kind and that you be a good mom to their kids. Like, I love, that's an easy life in my opinion. Like, it has its battles, but to me, like, that's not the worst of it. I would hate to like go out into the world and like have to literally fight tooth and nail to prove to someone that I'm worthy of this amount of money so I can provide for my family. I don't have to do that as a woman. So I don't know, like, it makes me feel weird when I hear women say that they hate men because I feel like they contribute in so many ways.
No, I completely agree with you. I think a lot of women have this, like, I hate men, I hate all men, like, I need men to provide for me for this, and that. I feel like I get it. Honestly, I get it. Everyone has different expectations in life. Some people want more out of life. Some people want the most extravagant things out of life. And by all means, like, that's what you were taught was the best thing ever, and that's what your expectations are, and that's what your goals are, by all means. But my thing is, like, when you undermine a man for what they do, in a sense, like, where, like, they're not meeting your expectations, like, they're not making hundreds of thousands of dollars a day, and, like, they don't have a freaking high-rise apartment, and they're not, like, they're not taking you to vacation every month or every few months. Right. Like, I feel like those expectations are so I feel like for us, like, the two of us, like, for us personally, that's outrageous to me. Like, for me personally, those expectations are, like, why? That's not going to make me happy.
Right.
Going to Greece, going to Italy, going to Mexico, like, that's not going to make me happy. We could do something in freaking the Bronx. The Bronx, bitch. The two of us in the Bronx. I guess people will call us simp-ass bitches. But I know I'm a simp-ass bitch. I would fucking eat that shit up. Mm-hmm. A fucking picnic in the park in the Bronx. And there's a hobo. Yeah, there's literally a hobo 2 feet away from us eating his own shit. I would literally would not have a fucking care in the world. Mm-hmm. I feel like a lot of girls nowadays are more of the more materialistic mindset. Like, oh, he bought me jewelry. He bought me this 10K diamond shit. Like, that doesn't correspond to love for me. Like, agreed. And I feel like we're both like that. I feel like that doesn't correspond to love. Like, we could literally eat sandwiches from the fucking deli, the corner deli up the road in the fucking park where all the homeless people sleep.
Right.
And just talk to each other, and we would be fucking satisfied for months. Like, and I don't think that's a bare minimum request. I think it's just who we are as people. I feel like, yeah, like we as people, and we've known each other for so fucking long that I know that we both value the relationships we have with people rather than the experiences that we have with them, if that makes sense. Like, it doesn't matter if we're in freaking Italy, Greece, Mexico, whatever, or in the freaking Queens. Like, as long as we're together, like, I feel like that's what's most important. And I feel like even just going to fucking Target at the end of the day and just looking at shit together, like, that means so much to us. And that might just be the way we are and the way we learned, like, what love is. And some people might see love as getting a freaking diamond necklace at the end of a date and going to Paris. This might sound terrible, but like, we can both have those things. Like, we could be in a freaking high-rise apartment in Manhattan. Like, I don't want to sound like a dickhead.
You're not. Like, it's true. It's not hard to get.
It's not hard, no. We've both been in places in our life where we've had those offers on the fucking table. We could have taken those offers off the fucking table. But us as the people as we are and how we think of love, it's just not, like,
to me
it's not worth it. Like, I don't care if I go to Greece or if I go to, like, I don't care about these places. Those experiences with someone that I genuinely have a connection with, genuinely love, is so much more important and so much more valuable to me than someone that, like, probably has 10 other bitches on the side. Like, I feel like a lot of people who are nice and genuine get perceived as naive people, which sucks because honestly, anyone that I meet, I will accept whatever you give me. So if you give me the genuine, like, you love me or like you vibe with me or like you like me, friendship, relationship, I'm going to accept that as it is. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give you that as it is. Mm-hmm. It's not about being naive. If you fuck me over, best believe our two crazy asses will fuck you over in return.
Yeah.
We will ruin your life, your parents' life, your grandma's life, your freaking children's life.
Without, like, even doing anything. It's so weird.
No, though. Yeah. Like,
we don't even put energy into it. It's just kind of like, you'll feel.
Oh my god, can we talk about this? Can we talk about this? Even in friendships and people that you meet, I always give a genuine reaction. I always give, like, complete, hey, like, I will feel out your personality. If I like you, we like you, we vibe. And I feel like a lot of people, I don't know, like, people are hurt. People always get hurt. We have gotten fucked over so many times, bitch. So many times that I want to cry about it.
Yeah.
That's how many times we've both gotten fucked over.
Yep.
But, like, no matter what, I'm going to cry. No matter what, I'm yelling at it. I'm so sorry.
Literally, the sound waves.
I'm so
sound waves.
I'm so passionate. passionate about this because I feel like even just like a person you meet, no matter how fucked over I've been, you don't assume that someone that you meet is going to treat you the way that people in the past have. I feel like we are naturally optimistic people, and I think that something about us that I absolutely love is that we have faith in people. Like, we have faith that there is good in people because we are good. We are love. Like, we know what love is and we know how to love. And so if we exist, then the love that we want exists. And the kindness that we give out, that exists in other people too. I think that's what it is. Like, if we felt like we were bad people and we were negative and we just like hated the world because of the experiences that we've been through, we would automatically assume that other people are out here trying to fuck us over. If we had like low self-esteem or we were like low vibrational, we would think like, okay, the rest of the world is like this. But because we just naturally are not that way, and we have hope and we have faith, that is why we see things the way we do. And then I also want to even go back to what you said about like the way that we perceive love and like us being like simp bitches. I don't even think we're simp. I think that people don't know what the fuck love is. Personally, like, controversial opinion, I don't think people know what love is, because, and that's why I told y'all, read the book All About Love by Bell Hooks. So that's just something good, because it changed my whole perception on love. Love is about honesty. It's about loyalty. It's about showing up for people. It's about showing up for yourself, even when you don't want to. Like, it's about gratitude. It's about literally obliterating your ego and just showing up as who you are and choosing to work through something with another person. That's what love is. Like, thankfully, my man is doing great. Good for him. Like, love that. But if he were struggling, I would still love him and I would still work with him to find better opportunities. I'd work with him to get through that dark phase together. And I feel like that's really what love is. And I don't think that love can be measured in material things. I've always felt that way. We always talked about this. In high school, we were friends. No shade. But we were friends with groups of guys who would make fun of people who didn't have X amount of money or who didn't have the coolest sneakers or the coolest this, this, and that. I always thought that was so fucking stupid. You don't measure the value of a human being by how much they have, by how much money they have, by the type of clothes they wear, by the brands that they wear, any of that shit. I don't care how much is in your fucking bank account. You're a fucking human being. I respect you. That's it. That's the way that I feel that love is. That's the way that I feel like you see another person. I think that's the way things should be. I don't care if anyone thinks differently. That's how I feel. And I feel like when you move through life that way, like, it's really hard to get fully jaded by people, because we understand, like, there are parts of us that are hurt. We know what it's like to want to just be like, fuck everything. Like, we've been there too, but we also understand that there's a choice in the matter. So it's like, we've been through shit. We could easily be fucked up people. Like, listen, I could be petty if I really want to be petty, but I choose not to be, because how is that serving me? How is that benefiting me? It's not. So it's just like, when people say like, oh, people are naive, people who just want like the bare minimum are naive. No, it's not the bare minimum. Those are the things in life that matter. Material things do not fucking matter. You know why? Because material things are replaceable. You can make $1 million 1 year and make zero the next. That's replaceable right there. And then the next year you can make $2 million. But you know what? The person that was in your life through that up and down, that's what you're going to value at the end of the day. On your deathbed, you're not going to be like, oh, how much money do I have in my bank account? You're going to be concerned about who the fuck is with you on your fucking deathbed. So that shit, like, no, we know what love is. Like, fuck that. We're not simp and we're not naive. Like, you have to know what you value. And it's fine to want nice things. It's fine to want stability. I want stability. I want security. But the reason I want those things is not so just like have all these experiences to show off on Instagram. I want one to have a healthy, happy home. I want a partner that I love and who loves me, and we contribute in our different ways, and that's beautiful. I want to raise kids in a loving home so they go out into the world and they know how to be loving to other people and they know what real love looks like. And I want to create humans that genuinely want to do good in the world and to make the world a better place and who inspire people. Like, that is why I want the things that I want. It's not about material things. It never has been. And I feel like
it's okay. Like, I think as women, like, you want that stability. And in this capitalist society, that comes with money. Like, the man that you want is probably going to have a lot of money. That's cool. But if all you're thinking about is how much he has in his bank account, you don't love him. And just so you know, it doesn't make him a better person because he has X amount of money. He could treat you like shit and have X amount of money. Oh, men with a lot of resources, they have more options. So you're in constant competition. That's another thing.
No, but yeah, I completely agree. I feel like a lot of women, and especially because of social media, they value the high class experience. They value the, like, Kim Kardashian lifestyle, the Kylie Jenner lifestyle. Like, the wannabe, like, bougie lifestyle, which is completely fine. Like, everyone has what they see as love, as different types of love, which is completely fine. But honestly, I feel like it lacks the point of, like, understanding, like, who they are as a person, what they value in life, who they are, like, their personality, like, what do they like, what do they not like. Like, I feel like those are so much more important than, like, how much they might have saved up, or, like, if they can afford to pay all of the bills. Like, I generally don't think that men should have to pay all of the freaking bills. Listen, it's 2022. You have the opportunity to get a job that pays six figures. And we are so fucking lucky as women to have that opportunity to actually have jobs that we can get actually paid for. Because a lot of the times, we don't get those opportunities to get paid for the work that we do. And luckily, we're in the day and age where it's okay to work all the time. It's okay if the woman is making more than the man. Like, it's literally okay. And I feel like a lot of women lack that kind of realization of, like, how a relationship should work, which sucks because, like, men feel, like, demasculized. They feel like, damn, well, I can't provide for her in the way that she wants. And I feel like that shit affects men overall, because, like, if that shit doesn't work out, like, if they get dubbed by a girl because they're not making as much money as the girl wants, they're gonna have that expectation in their head. I'm sorry, I just had a realization. Like, I think the way that we've processed, like, our grief, our things that have gone bad in our life, relationship-wise, like, things that have, like, affected us personally, I feel like we've accepted it. We've taken the time to think about it and understand it and cope with it. And I feel like men just kind of internalize it in a sense where they're like, well, this hurt this girl's feelings. This is going to hurt every other girl's feelings in the future. Like, I can't do this to this girl and it fucked her over, so it's going to fuck every other girl over. I'm sorry, I went on a whole different topic.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
I feel like that's so common in men. Like, they just think, like, well, this happened then this is going to happen in the future. This is going to happen with this girl and this girl and that girl. Mm-hmm. And I feel like with women, we're just like, yeah, this guy may have fucking cheated on me, but, like, I'm not going to expect that Bob the Builder over here is going to cheat on me too. And I feel like with men, they're like, oh, damn, I got cheated on in the eighth grade. I hate all women ever. They're all gonna cheat on me. Yeah.
I think that's a really interesting perspective, and I agree with it. I think with men, the reason that they don't take time to process their emotions is, one, because they're not taught to do so. They do subscribe to a lot of traditional gender roles, and men are taught, like, you are here in order to, like, survive and to teach your family how to survive, and that's it. Like, your emotions do not matter, and emotions are for women and feminine men. And I also think they don't have time to process their emotions. If you're working 14 hours a day every day or 5 days a week, that's not enough time to sit with your emotions. Women have more time to do it. And because it's socially acceptable for us to process our emotions, we make time to do it. We prioritize that. I cannot tell you how many times I've maybe finished work early or like whatever, just to like take time with myself to just cry it out or spend a weekend just like grieving something because I know I need to do it because I know that's what's going to help me. Men don't even think that's an option and they feel weird doing it because of the society that we live in. And so it's like, I think we have this understanding in society now and we can see that like men have been taught XYZ and that's why they are the way they are. And so we're saying, okay, well, it's okay now for you to cry. It's okay for you to show your emotions, which I think is great. But I also think a lot of men are not going to change. A lot of men are not going to allow themselves to feel that way and to express themselves openly. Like, it's for some of them, it just doesn't feel natural to them. Like, they're 25 at this point. Like, it's like, this is how I feel. This is what I'm going to do to cope with it. That's it. And so I think, like, the type of men that a lot of women today are saying that they want, like, those type of men are not really emotionally intuitive or in touch with their feminine side too much because their main objective is the objectives of the traditional men are. And so it's like, you kind of have to choose. What do you really want out of a partner? Like, I want someone that listens to me and who cares about what I have to say, someone with their own mind and someone that is somewhat in touch with their emotions. But I also want someone who's very logical and someone that can guide me in my decisions and who can take care of me, not like financially per se, but like in life. Like, I feel like I can trust this person. They'll guide me in the right direction. I want that as a person, as a woman. And so there's also nothing wrong with that. And I've also found that like a lot of women that tend to end up with like kind of feminine men, like maybe say it's like a man who makes less money than them or a man who's very in touch with their emotions. A lot of times those women don't respect their partner. Full transparency. I mean, I've talked to someone who was like broke, like didn't have a job, nothing. But because he was so fucking smart and the way that he went about making decisions, I felt like he was a leader and I felt like I could trust his decision making and I had respect for him in that way. If he was crying all the time, and there's nothing wrong with that, there's nothing wrong with being in touch with your emotions and crying, like if it's in a safe space with me, that's great. But I feel like I would then adapt to be more masculine. And to me, that doesn't feel natural to me. I think like feminine and masculine energies exist in both sexes. But what feels more natural to me personally is existing in a feminine energy. I love being nurturing and I love just being like openly emotional and crazy and fun and like carefree. I feel like with feminine energy, like that's really what that is. Like you're just in this like nurturing, loving space and like you're just more appreciative of the world around you. I think when you're taking on more of a masculine role, you're just a lot more logical and you don't really have time to think about emotion. I personally would rather be in the feminine energy. I'm a mix of both, but naturally I'm more feminine and I'm fine with that. And so I would want a partner that balances that. I feel like a lot of women today like that are very like career focused and there's nothing wrong with that because we are too. Like, I think that's great. But you want a man who is going to make six figures in XYZ, but then you also want him to come home and take care of the kids and clean the house after he worked a 16-hour day. And that doesn't make sense to me. But you also want him to be emotionally intuitive, but he doesn't have time to do that and to process that. That doesn't make sense to me. Like, that's unrealistic. If you want this certain thing, you're going to have to compromise in other ways. I think everyone's relationship looks different and everyone's needs are different. You have to be willing to say, okay, this is what I want, and then this is what's realistic. And what am I willing to compromise in order to get what I want?
I feel like there's a lot of expectations in relationships. And I feel like, honestly, a lot of the times, we forget about who they are as a person.
Excuse me. Agreed.
I really feel like a lot of the times we forget who they are as a person and like who they are individually because like a lot of the times people change based on the way like the other person is. Like we adapt, like whether it's us or whether it's the other person, like they or we adapt to how we are with each other. And I feel like it's completely different to how we are with ourselves and the way that we behave with ourselves. And I feel like a lot of the times we forget, like, they're people too. Like, they have feelings too. Like, they are affected by things too. They get tired. They get stressed out. They want time to themselves. Like, they need that time to understand things. And I feel like we're so used to, like, no, you're adapting to me. And I feel like that's a big thing in relationships. Like, we're so accustomed to the people adapting to us. Because when you're in a fresh relationship, brand new, like, you just want to please that person. You just want to make that person happy. So you will bend over backwards unintentionally too, to be that perfect person for that person. And you forget your own intentions, like your own desires, your own needs, your own wants. And I feel like it happens with both sides of a relationship.
I agree.
And I feel like it's hard to decipher, like, when is it that line to draw, like, okay, well, now I need this time to me. I need this time to myself. I need this time to do this. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's something I, and I'm sure you, struggle with a lot of the times, because, like, we've discussed early on, we work the 9 hours and then we're done for the day. For me personally, sometimes I do work beyond those hours.
I do too, yeah.
Yeah, like, sometimes there are those days where, like, shit's hectic. Like, we have a lot of workload, but it's not as consistent as, like, our boyfriends are.
Yeah.
There's never going to be a day where it's not, like, I'm going to work extra. And I feel like a lot of the times we're thinking about them more than we're thinking about ourselves. Mm-hmm. And it's not intentional. It's not like we want to think about you.
It just happens.
We don't care to think about you. If we couldn't think about you, we would be fucking living on clouds.
We would be men. If no. we didn't take everyone into consideration, we would be men.
Or you literally, like, if we didn't.
Not in a bad way. Sorry, I just want to say that. Disclaimer, not in a bad way. We, men and women, just have different objectives. Women are about, like, community, and men are about, like, how can I get further in life and, like, help my family survive? So, yeah.
No, seriously, like, they want to provide. We were like, no, we want everyone to love each other.
Yeah.
We want everyone to connect. Yeah, like, we want to hear your emotions. Bitch, I was never like that. Mm-hmm. I was never a domesticated ass bitch. And you can vouch for me.
Yeah.
I was never a domesticated ass bitch. Mm-hmm. I swear to God. Mm-hmm. And I feel like my boyfriend forgets that I was never a domesticated ass bitch. And I can 100% go from not being a domesticated ass bitch in 2 seconds. But, like, the person, when you're just that in love with someone, like, it's so unintentional. Like,
I just had a thought.
It's disgusting. Everything I wanted to. This is gonna sound the most simp ass bitch.
Do not judge your feelings.
No, like,
love is beautiful. Talk your shit.
No, this is the first time where, like, everything I want to do, I want to do for him. And it's not like intentionally thinking I'm going to do this for him. It's thinking, like, I want him to come home and be happy. Mm-hmm. Like, I want home. I drink a lot of beer, so I'm gonna cry. But, like, no, like, I genuinely, like,
it's fine. Yeah. Cry. Sometimes, may I tell you something?
When Sean and I went to Canada, he was, like, passed out in the fucking bed, right? It was, like, 6 a.m. I'm, like, staring out the window at the sky, and I'm like, thank you, God. Thank you, God. I've never experienced a love like this. And I never thought I would. And, like, thank you for giving me the chance to experience this. And it's, like, it's not even a woman or man thing. I genuinely think it's just love. Wanting another person to be happy, that's love. Nurturing someone's growth mentally, physically, spiritually, that is love. The way that I see love is, like, I love Sean and I want to be with him for a very long time. But
if one day he decides that I do not make him happy anymore, or if he feels like he can be fulfilled elsewhere, outside of our relationship, whatever, it will hurt like a bitch, but I want him to be happy. That's how I know I love him. I also know I love myself because I know that if he were to leave or I were to leave, I would cherish my happiness. I would be doing it because I want to be happy. And that's how I know I love myself. Mm-hmm. I would not be mad at him. I would be happy that I chose myself or that he chose himself. That's how you know that that's love. And I think like that's what gets like confused. Like I think on top of just like certain women wanting men to be like everything and more, I think it's also there's this sort of anti-love rhetoric going around where it's like, oh, pretend like you don't have feelings, act like them, play the game that they play. A lot of men don't play games, to be honest with you. They show you by their actions what they want, and you just refuse to believe what the fuck they're showing you. I dated, as you know, I dated two guys who were both, and like, not like officially, you know what I'm talking about, like, right? I can't say names, but I dated two guys who were not really committed or like serious about me. They gave me a lot of signs and I still refused to believe it because I believed that they would come around. That's not what happened. That's how I know that wasn't love. When I met my boyfriend, I didn't question shit. He didn't give me room to question anything. He was very transparent from the beginning and I was too. And that's how I knew this was someone that interested me and this is someone that I could potentially grow with. And so I think like we forget that one of like the most fundamental parts of love is that you are giving to another person. You are being your own source of happiness, but you're also in a way helping nurture someone else's. You're not being their happiness, but you're nurturing their happiness. When you do things for another person, whether it's cooking them a meal or organizing the bed, like very little things, like I may contribute in a way where I wash the dishes and like Sean comes home to a clean kitchen. He contributes in a way where he brings me home food, or he might contribute in a way where he helps me put together a fucking bookshelf, or he tells me that he loves me, or like we contribute in different ways. And so I also think there was this TikTok I saw with fucking Chris Rock. He's been married for X amount of years and he's like, when you keep score in your relationship, like, oh well, I did the dishes, why didn't he do XYZ? You're not loving. You're not in a loving relationship because it's not about keeping score. It's about just showing up for someone, being able to depend on someone and being someone that they can depend on.
Amen.
You're always going to be going through different phases in your life. Sometimes you're not going to mentally or spiritually align. And I think if you're willing to go through that with a person and that person is willing to still show up for you, that is your person. Like, it's not about how much money this person has. It's not about how much they do in the home. It's about what matters to you. How do you see their contributions and how do you validate that? I am all about like having equal rights, but I'm also not a man. And I understand that. I'm all about having equal rights, but if I had the choice, I do have the choice. I have the choice to go ahead and work 14 hours a day. I can find a job and do that. I don't want to. That's the thing that people forget. Feminism is not about being equal to men. It's about having the choice to do what the fuck you want, the way men do. I'll be honest, though. I feel like a lot of men don't really have a choice. I know my boyfriend, he's a little bit of a workaholic, but I will say that there are a lot of men that wouldn't want to work 14-hour days, that would love to stay home and just kind of like chill, you know? A lot of them do not have that option. So it's not fair for me to sit here and expect the world out of you when I have way more time on my hands to contribute that. It just doesn't make fucking sense.
Connections mean more to us, like in friendships and relationships. I don't care if I'm sitting at home with my boyfriend and we're just talking to each other. That to me is enough quality time. And I feel like men don't feel like that is enough just because of like social media, like the way society is like, no, you need to go out. You need to do things. You need to do this. No, I literally just want to talk to you, period. Yeah. Yeah. And I feel like men have that kind of mindset. We're like, damn, like, no, I need to do this. I need to give her attention. I need to pay attention to her. Yeah. I need to make sure she's okay. Like, damn, I've been playing video games for 5 hours. Like, damn, she must hate me.
Yeah,
bitch.
For real.
That's to real. Be honest, if any man is listening to this period, like, we don't care. Like, do your own thing. If you want to play video games the whole day, go ahead. As long as you tell us, hey, I want to play video games whole day, period. Do you, boo. Go play with your little boyfriends in your game room. Like, go be.
We just want to know what to expect. That's literally it.
No, for real. Like, if you tell me in advance, today I just want to lay in bed, play my video games, sleep, eat shit, by all means, bro, go ahead. Be you. Be beautiful. Live your life. God live your bless. Lavish life. And we will too, honey. And nothing we do has any impact on you. If I want to go out, I'm going to go out. Mm-hmm. You don't have to come with me. You don't have to do this. And I feel like the expectations on men are so, like, it's everywhere. Like, men, you need to freaking give me everything in the world. Like, no. I literally don't care. I literally don't care. If I want to go and walk around Home Goods by myself, bitch, I will. And I feel like a lot of the girls that have an issue with that have an issue with their own independence. Because, like, we have done shit on our own for years. We have been, like, on our own shit for years. And we've understood and gotten to the concept. Like, I feel like we're both okay with being by ourselves.
Okay, guys. So, we took a break. We drank a little more. We did some work. And we are closing out the episode. We did a lot. I feel like we did, like, 45 minutes the worth of talking. So you guys got enough from us. But thank you guys so much for listening. Sorry to end on such a short notice, but we get distracted very easily when we're drunk. ADHD. I'm going to hand this over to Deidre to say goodbye.
Thank you guys for tuning in. I wish you all the best. And I hope you guys took something from this that was positive and not negative. And I hope you all transpire in your relationship.
Yes. Thank you guys so much. And again, this whole season is about intentionality. It's about trusting your intuition and just being really honest with yourself. So I hope that this resonated with some of you and maybe offered a different perspective for others. We love you guys so much. And if you enjoyed, please drop a comment, drop a rating. I would love to hear from you guys on your perspective on a lot of this stuff. Like, this isn't something that is set in stone. This is, we like to share our opinions and hear what you guys have to say and what your perspectives are. We respect that. So even if it's completely different from what we believe, I would still love to hear it and see it in the comments. Thank you guys so much. And I'll see you guys in the next episode. Bye.